81333. And Russ, start your message now, though. He's on the road again. Somewhere in this wonderful world of ours, Andy Mossack is waiting next to a microphone to talk to you and I, to basically make us jealous. That's what it is. You gotta try it, Russ. Riding through the Sahara on a camel while being fed figs. You gotta try it, Russ. Shall I open the envelope and find out the first clue then, shall I? We've got to get this. This arrived hermetically sealed a few days ago. Let me just get this sorted out then. There we go. Let's find out. Clue number one then is as follows. Freedom, liberty, brotherly love are the themes in this city. Once the second largest city after London in the British Empire, founded by a Quaker in 1682, wanted to recreate an English country town, hence the city is filled with parks and leafy squares. Oh, okay. Former empire then. Freedom, liberty, brotherly love, themes of this city. Once the second largest city after London in the British Empire, founded by a Quaker, 1682. Parks and leafy squares. Where do you think he is? I'm going the States. I'm thinking it's the States. The dates all kind of work for me. 0345-303-333. Where do you think he is then? There is another clue coming up after 11. 81333 and Russ, full travel log, 11:15 tonight. Here on the BBC, you're Mossack as well. Malcolm on the email here says, is Andy in a big tent in Welford Park? You think he's gone Bake Off? Yeah, all right, I'd go for that one. George and Kathy in Horbury. Hi, George. Hi, Kathy. Philadelphia. Yeah, you're going along the same routes as me on that one. Lynn. You think it's New York is where he is. New York. The size of the city would stand, wouldn't it? And I think the ages do work out. New York, Philadelphia, it's certainly the States, isn't it? There is another clue coming up after 11. Weather with Paul as well. The police now. Message in a bottle on the BBC. Thank you for your situation soundtrack so far. I'm going to run through those very soon. Final few on them, but it's Songs for Prisons where we've been tonight. But time for clue number two for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. Tonight is the night he rejoins us. Roving travel reporter. We've had the one clue about freedom, liberty and brotherly love being themes in the city. Answers from Adelaide, New York, Philadelphia. Where is he then? His second clue. Well, go on then. I think this gives it away. The Liberty Bell and Independence Hall are the city's two famous tourist sites, showing the significance of the city in the fight for independence from Britain in 1776. However, running up the 72 stone steps of the Museum of Art and putting both hands in the air at the top is perhaps the city's most popular tourist attraction. Yeah, I think we know where it is now, don't we? The Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, the city's two most famous sites. The fight for independence, 1776. Running up the 72 steps at the Museum of Art, putting both hands in the air at the top, perhaps the city's most popular tourist attraction. Well, that's Rocky, isn't it? So it's he's got to be in Philly. He has to be there. Pam in Louth saying it's Philadelphia. Got to be Philadelphia. I think the same. I think that's where we are now, Philadelphia. I shall have to wait and see. I have to wait and see, but I'm fairly convinced it is. Can't be anywhere else, can it? Liberty Bell as well. Stevie Wonder, yes to me, yes to you, yesterday on the BBC on a Thursday. Coming next then, I think we've settled on Philadelphia, haven't we? But where in the world is Andy Mossack? We'll find out for sure. Rose Royce on the way. Wet, wet, wet. Rewind. Now it's Roxy. Can't tonight because we've got Andy Mossack here. But you'll just have to wait for the first record, which will kick it off after 11:30 tonight. First off, first order of business. Every so often we like to have a catch up with him. Three times in September, and now here we are at the relative start of October, and he's on once more. He's never travelled so much. His air miles are through the roof. Andy Marsag. We gave you the clues, and I think you and I have settled on where he is. Mention of Liberty Bell, Museum of Art of the 72. Punching meat in a butcher's window. Chasing chickens round a backyard. I'm guessing Andy Mossack, good evening.
Adrian!
You're in Philadelphia, Andy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, we got it. I think the first clue wasn't enough for us tonight. It took us the Liberty Bell and Rocky for us to get it, my friend.
Yeah, it's Philly. Do you know, it's a great city. It's one of my favourite American cities because it's so walkable, Russ. It's right. Really lovely. Lots of kind of leafy streets and squares and parks and everything else. It's great.
Well, here's the thing tonight. I'm fascinated to know because I've been to a few places in the States and mm-hmm. I've only ever landed in Philadelphia, changed plane and flew out immediately again. I've never actually gone out of the airport and had a look around. I mean, Philadelphia, one of the it's a hugely famous city. It's one of the oldest, and like, but you can walk around. I know nothing about the actual what it's like on the street.
Well, you know, there's two people that are sort of the thing of the city. There's William Penn, obviously, because he was the man who created it, hence Pennsylvania as well. But and also Benjamin Franklin. Mm. And he was one of the founding fathers, a scientist, inventor, statesman. And he started insurance companies and fire services and electricity. So it's either Penn or Ben here, because anyone asks you a question about history, it's one of those two. But it is the oldest city in the US. And some of these buildings, they go back to the 17th century, and it's really old by American standards. But you know what I find incredible is that New York is like, I don't know, 100 miles north, and Washington is probably the same distance south. But everybody goes to New York shopping, but shopping is duty-free here, you know, in Pennsylvania.
Hang on, there's duty-free in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, on clothing and shoes.
Wowzers.
Why would you want to go to New York and, you know, have to pay tax when you can come to to Philly? Exactly the same shops are here. Okay. So, yeah, fantastic shopping, definitely, and much cheaper. And it's only 20 minutes from the airport, too. So it's, it's like a... Cool. I suppose it's like a smaller version of New York, really.
Now, you mentioned the history of it. I mean, it is Philadelphia as a city played a role in America's founding in a way that no other city did. I mean, it's a hugely important city, so it's obviously something that they're going to be they obviously are aware of, and I imagine there are more museums than you can shake a stick at in Philadelphia. And I must admit, it's something I would love to go and look around because they must be great.
They are fantastic. I mean, you've got this sort of Independence Hall and the Liberty Bells. You know, you've got where the Declaration of Independence was signed and the Constitution. These are great museums. And one of the reasons I'm here, actually, is there's a brand new museum being built at the moment. And I was very privileged to have a sort of a American Revolution. That is going to be state of the art. And there's nothing really in Philly that is dedicated to the American Revolution. There is the sort of independence bit, but nothing that tells the story of George Washington and all of that going on. In fact, some good American friend, that colleague that was with me, he said, this is the version of the reverse Brexit, if you like. It's called Amexit.
Amexit. I like that. Yeah. That's not too bad, that is.
So, it's the first one.
So I find that unbelievable that they wouldn't already have somewhere, you know, specifically built and caged. You know, I would have thought that kind of museum would have been there for 100 years.
You would think, wouldn't you? Yeah, nothing that chronicles actually the revolution and the, you know, the battles and what actually went on in terms of the politics. So that's going to be terrific. It's opening in April next year, and some of the exhibits are terrific. And they've actually got George Washington's tent that he stayed in throughout the whole of the conflict, which has been preserved. And it was stuck in a field for about 30 years, apparently, out in Valley Forge, which is an old battlefield. And so they've really looked after it. It's going to be in some sort of hermetically sealed behind some glass and that sort of thing. But that's going to be the sort of their crown jewel, if you like. Okay. But the other thing that's Philly, there's so much here. Murals, they've got these huge painted murals. It's known as the mural capital of the world, which began as a kind of a thing to stop graffiti being sort of sprayed around the city. So they employed these graffiti artists to actually paint legally. And these murals are on the side of buildings. I mean, they're huge, and there's something like nearly 4,000 of these all over the city. Beautiful, beautiful, extraordinary paintings. So, yeah, that's an excellent thing to go to. And some of the museums, as you quite rightly mentioned, there's, apart from the Museum of Art, which people tend to only go to up the Rocky Steps.
Well, I was going to say, they must be absolutely fed up with Rocky by now. I mean, it's been around 1976, for heaven's sake. That's long enough.
Everybody comes here. Thousands of people come to the steps of the Museum of Art, but no one actually goes through the door, which is quite amusing. But you've got, actually, talking about that, you know, that Sylvester Stallone had a statue made in Rocky V, which has appeared in the movie, and he graciously donated it to the city.
A statue of himself?
Of him, yes, as Rocky. So that's at the base of the steps, just off to the right. So you can imagine there's a statue of him outside the Philadelphia Museum of Art. I mean, you know, you can imagine what they think of it, can't you?
Oh, man. Well, there's all sorts of places. I mean, in terms of arts, there's you know, Philadelphia Orchestra, there's the Kimmel Center for Performing Arts, there's the Avenue of the Arts, there's the theatre companies, the opera, the ballet. I mean, they pretty much have everything. If you're on for a cultural visit, Philly is, I imagine, as an arts offering, it's actually kind of, it's up there with New York and maybe a little better than LA.
Yeah, there's the Rodin Museum. In fact, I went to the Barnes Foundation today, which has got, you know, most incredible amount of art, French artists and British artists. I mean, you know, it's crazy. And that's just one person, this man, Barnes. I mean, he was, you know, an extraordinary collector. But I went to another one today, a guy called Fred Simeone, who's got the rarest automotive museum in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's got famous racing cars from the last 50 years in this wonderful place. It's a $500 million collection.
Whoa.
It's quite unbelievable. There is some of these racing cars. There was only six made, and he's got one of them.
Wow, man.
And that's worth $50 million on its own.
$50 million for one car.
I mean, it is incredible cars, but there's this collection of cars, which was amazing. And that's something that, you know, I've sort of found out about and went out to see him. It's out by the airport. It's not actually in the city centre, but it's easy to get to.
Wow.
But he's a neurosurgeon, but he's dedicated and given it all to the city. So extraordinary collection of cars.
Good Lord. One thing we've got to talk about this, though, Andy, because, you know, time is always against us on this, but I've got to talk about the food. Because let's face it, most famous, I suppose, for the cheesesteak.
Yeah, the Philly cheesesteak, indeed. Yeah, and of course, Gino and Pat's are the two most famous ones.
Which one's better?
Well, to be honest, leaving both of them alone because there's too many tourists there, and go for Sonny's, which is down in Center City. Sonny's cheesesteaks are better than those two. But that's good. And I had an Amish breakfast today as well, which was quite fun.
Yeah, now you can't leave me hanging on that. You've got to tell me more about the Amish breakfast.
The Amish, you've got, you know, in Pennsylvania, obviously the Amish are here, and the Reading Terminal Market, which is a massive indoor market here. And everybody goes to the diner, the Amish diner, which is fantastic inside this indoor food market. And they do a spectacular breakfast, which is really, really good. And, you know, I said, God bless the Amish, because, you know, if you want a really good value meal, go to them. And it was fantastic.
There was
while I'm here, the speakeasies, did you know about those?
No.
Oh,
I'm intrigued now.
Speakeasy culture. you have to give a password, like the Vespa speakeasy, for instance. You go to this place and it's behind a bookcase, but you can't get through there unless you give them the password. You have to pick up a phone, say the password. Of course, they tell you what it is, really, you know. And then the bookcase opens and there is this great bar in there. And there's about 7 or 8 of these so-called speakeasies around the town. So that's quite a fun thing to do, too.
Wow. Do you know, speaking of the Amish, and I saw a comedian called Carrot Top doing live, and Carrot Top was saying that he was going on like an American chat show, and he had a whole routine or like a few gags in his act that were basically jokes about the Amish. And the head of the television company came down and said, "I'm afraid you can't do those. You can't go on television and do jokes about the Amish." And his response was, "What, they're going to see it? You mean they're all watching the television? What does it matter? They're not going to know." He couldn't do it. Now, I know you're always interested to find out about this. Twin Cities of Philadelphia. It's okay. Got quite a few, Andy. It's got quite a few. It's been around a long time.
Italy?
Florence.
Some of the Italians? Yeah.
Florence, okay. In Italy. You've got Tel Aviv in Israel.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Tianjin in China. Frankfurt in Germany.
Ah, yeah. For the beer.
Now, that Frankfurt in Germany was only twinned in 2015, so that's absolutely brand new, that is.
Okay. Wow.
Nowhere in Britain, which I think is a dreadful shame. Do you think they've not forgiven us for 1776?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I think I was the token Brit that went in there. They've been very nice to me.
Good. Well, I was going to say, you know, it's,
don't wear a red coat, whatever you do.
It's all right. George III's not on the throne anymore.
No, that's true.
You have a fantastic time, my friend. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good man. See you.
Take care. Bye bye. There he is, Andy Mossack, having a whale of a time in Philly. I gotta go.
Pure drama.